Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire. Joining me today is Academy Award-winning author on Golden Pond, Ernest Thompson. His work has won an Academy Award, a couple of Golden Globes, Writers Guild, Broadway Drama Guild Awards, all sorts of great awards. You know the movie On Golden Pond. He's the guy behind the creation of On Golden Pond. Actually, On Golden Pond is going to be at the Seacoast Repertory Theater in downtown Portsmouth starting this weekend and going through the 21st. Ernest Thompson joins us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. He is... I guess, Ernest, are you the production consultant for this particular performance of On Golden Pond this week?
That seems to be the title upon which I've been bestowed, but I welcome it because I have dropped by rehearsal and I've had a good chance to chat with the actors and tell them everything I know about the play, which is a fair amount because I've lived with this play for only 44 years and a wonderful bunch of actors who are taking on the roles at Seacoast Rep, and I'm excited for the audiences to see them.
And I want to mention to our listeners that after the matinee, the 2 o'clock matinee this Sunday at Seacoast Rep, Ernest Thompson will be hosting a free post-show Q&A session, as well as a book signing for his debut novel. The new book is called The Book of Maps, and you can get copies of the book at that particular talk as well. They'll be available for purchase. You'll be able to sign. You'll be able to shake hands and talk a little bit and ask questions of Ernest Thompson as well. He joins us this morning. Let's talk about the new book first, and then we'll talk a little bit about On Golden Pond, that little ditty that you wrote many, many years ago. The Book of Maps, how long did it take you to do it, and what was the inspiration behind it?
Well, it took me most of 2020 to write. This little thing called the pandemic came along. I had a movie that was threatening to start, and had two plays that were inching towards production, and the world stopped. And I don't like sitting still. I'm a New England boy with a New England work ethic, and so I just started writing a story. 20 years ago, I took a road trip with my young son from L.A. to New Hampshire, and I didn't know at the time I was doing research for what turned out to be this fabulous novel, but it just stayed in my brain. And people often ask me, as a writer, you know, how do you do it? You know, do you have an outline? In this case, I didn't need an outline because I had a travel journal that photos that my son and I took all the way across the country. So that was sort of the backbone of the story. It's not really about me and my son. It is a novel, but we had a lot of adventures along the way, and the characters in the play in the novel have even more and scarier and more perilous and more riotous adventures. It's a hell of a read.
Are the characters kind of autobiographical or no?
When I read it now, I don't see Ernest Thompson and his son, August. I see the characters of Brendan and Brenlyn Tibbett. But I know people who will look at it and think, that's kind of like you, and the guy's kind of a filmmaker, and he has a son who was 10 years old in 2002. That just shows how little imagination I have. But, you know, it's the beauty of storytelling, because I steal from everybody. And on Golden Pond, I never had grandparents, but I did borrow a few lines from my professor father, and that's what we do. So fair warning to anybody who is related to or friends with a novelist, because it's likely that your story may become part of his.
The novel is set in what time period? Is it current time period?
2002. And it's interesting because in 2002, even in the shadow of 9/11, it turns out to be kind of an innocent era compared to the mess we're in now. And there's a feeling of nostalgia to the story, and I think that's very appealing to readers who may be as disconcerted as I am about what's happening in our country politically and culturally. And so it's a period piece in a way, strangely enough.
The Book of Maps is out now. We're speaking to Academy Award-winning author Ernest Thompson, who joins us here today on the Pulse of New Hampshire. I want to ask you, so is it more of a travelogue, or is it about the relationship between father and son? Is that primarily what it's about, the father-son relationship, or the travels and the experiences that come with it?
It's both. And, you know, the fact that they spend 15 days covering 16 states, that's a lot of geography. And they have a lot of adventures along the way, but it's really the interior journey that resonates. It's really what happens. And the father has a mission on this two-week trek across the country. He has news he has to share with his son, and sort of a ticking clock when he's going to get around to doing it. And he puts it off for as long as he can because he knows it's going to affect the kid for the rest of his life. And so there's that overarching beating drum of let's get on with it, Dad. But what it really is, Mike, is a story of redemption, because the father knows that he has to become a better man. He has to become a better dad, a better filmmaker, a better teacher, a better lover. And I think that's really what's striking people who are reading the book and falling in love with it, is that we could all use a little redeeming in our lives.
Yeah.
And it's not a lecture. It's just more of a revelation that the guy begins to realize he's not living his best life.
And, of course, that's what we all try to do in our time here on Earth. We want to live our best, productive, healthy life. And
yeah, in theory.
Contribute. Yeah,
yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
But this guy really learns that he has to. And there's a moment where his soon-to-be ex-wife says to him, "You have to prove that you're lovable." And that's an interesting question to ask. What does it mean to be able to have someone want to love us? And it's not just how funny we are or how much money we have in our wallet. It's what is that quality? And that's what I really explored in the telling of the story. And I think that's really what speaks to a lot of readers. But I have to say that when we first screened on Golden Pond many years ago in 1981, Buck Henry was in the audience. And the director of the movie said, "What do you think, Buck? Is there an audience for On Golden Pond?" And Buck said, "Only people who have had fathers." Well, that's a pretty good audience.
Yeah.
And who should be reading the Book of Maps? Only people who've had fathers or are fathers or are married to a father, because that's the eternal dynamic, the father and son relationship. And I think it just speaks to a lot of people who may have not had the best relationship with their dads, or who may want to stop and think, am I doing the best I can? Am I being the best father that I can?
That makes sense. That's a good point to bring out to our listeners. We're speaking to author Ernest Thompson. He'll be in the Seacoast coming up on Sunday. You can check out the performance of On Golden Pond at Seacoast Repertory Theater. It's going on January 12th through the 21st at their Seacoast Repertory Theater in downtown Portsmouth. And after the Sunday matinee on this Sunday, January 15th, Ernest is going to be hosting a free post-show Q&A sessions, as well as a book signing for his new novel, The Book of Maps. And if you want to get a copy of it, it'll be available for purchase on that day as well. I want to go back to On Golden Pond for a second, Ernest. And, you know, everybody is looking to hit the jackpot in their work. You know, if you're a musical artist, you want that gold record. You know, you want to have some sort of legacy. You want to make it, you know, in the world of show business and entertainment, whether it's writing, whether it's performing music, whether it's sculpting, whatever it might be, you want to be as best as you can. And when you wrote On Golden Pond, now here in 2023, this particular play, novel, it's been translated into 30 languages, presented in more than 40 different countries. When you wrote it back then, and you wrote it, you said, in 1978, correct?
That's right.
Did you think it had the legs to be what it is today after 40-plus years?
Not even close. I thought if I was lucky, I could get six actor friends to gather in my living room and read it and then tell me I should stick to tennis. One never knows. And apparently it struck a chord, and it continues to strike one, because the play is always in production somewhere, and I'm delighted that it's at Seacoast Rep right now. But I think it speaks to a sense of longing. I think all of us would aspire to having that 48-year marriage where someone really loves us, as I was just saying about the Book of Maps. What does it take to be loved? And it's also about conflict. It's about the difficulty of, you know, really connecting with our family members. And then there's the Ethel character, Hepburn, in the movie, who just celebrates her life on the lake. You know, I think it's just an invitation to audiences to go to a place that maybe is closer to their heart. And I think people see themselves in the play, and that is delightful to me. I wish there were a formula, because I would copy the formula. But to long answer to your question, I had no idea. And I don't think anybody who made the movie had an idea. I think we thought we were making a family movie for the Fonda family, and that if we were lucky, 11 people would show up and see it. And it turned out to be the second highest grossing movie of 1982. It got 10 Oscar nominations. We won 3. Hepburn, Fonda, and I won. And there's a reason for that, because it really speaks to people.
And I think that really is the true sense of why it was so well received. Everybody can relate to it. And we all grow older, and we all have older parents and grandparents, and eventually we may see that side of them that we don't want to see sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, and I want to say that for people who don't know the play, who are only familiar with the movie, and I think in New Hampshire it's kind of required viewing to watch the Golden Pond.
Yeah.
The play is way funnier than the movie. And so you come to the theater and you just laugh your head off, and then the emotion starts sneaking in. And I must say, in all modesty, accidentally, because I didn't know what I was doing, it's really beautifully crafted, because I teach these workshops for writers, and I say to them that if you can make an audience laugh, you can take them anywhere. You can take them into the scary woods when the guy's off looking for strawberries and loses his way, and you can take them into emotional places with a father-daughter relationship, or you can take them into the world of dementia. People didn't even know the word Alzheimer's when I wrote the play in 1978, but it's in the news now. And so all of those things, I think, combine to create the full audience experience. And I love standing in the back of the theater, as I will do on Sunday, and watch the audience watch the play and get involved, get emotionally involved.
Ernest Thompson, our guest this morning, author of the brand new novel out now, The Book of Maps. And you can say hello to Ernest Thompson after the matinee performance of On Golden Pond at Seacoast Repertory Theater. The matinee will be at 2 o'clock, and at about 4:45, they'll have a little post-show Q&A, and Ernest will be talking about the new book and signing copies of the new book called The Book of Maps. Always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. And
it's my pleasure, and I want you to know that I never travel alone. Oscar will be with me. People can take a photo with the statuette, and my running joke is, can you take a picture? Yes, it'll cost you $29, but you get a free book. So
sounds
if people
good.
Have a lifelong fantasy of holding an Oscar, there's an opportunity to do it.
Sounds good. Ernest Thompson, our guest here on The Pulse of New Hampshire. Thank you, Ernest.
My pleasure. Mike, great talking to you. Let's stay in touch.